Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
If it isn't love, if it isn't love. I mean, we're talking about Brooklyn. Is it real love in Brooklyn? The trade happened. We got the Woj bomb, courtesy also of Ramona Shelburne. Got us in hyper gear, but we've got you covered. It's Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. Janae Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., how are you doing, friend? Because this has been fun.
This has been. I mean, this is part of the benefit of this time that we're on right now. We're driving home with everybody, and news tends to break around here, and boy, did we get the absolute Brinks truck of news backed up right in our parking lot here.
We deserve it. So if you've been glued to the NBA this season, the big thing, yeah, that thing just happened. It finally happened. Now, I know you heard it by Doug in the SportsCenter update, but it's so big, we want to make sure you guys get every detail. So James Harden has been traded to the Brooklyn Nets in a blockbuster four-team trade that also involves the Pacers and the Cavaliers and obviously the Houston Rockets. Now, the Nets sent Houston a package that includes multiple players and draft picks and features Caris LeVert, who then went to the Pacers for Victor Oladipo. Now, center Jarrett Allen and forward Torian Prince are headed to the Nets, headed from the Nets to the Cavs in the deal. Also, you know, the Rockets received Dante Exum and Brooklyn forward Rodons Kurucs. So I know that's a lot of information going on, but we brought in reinforcements to break it down. Right now, we're delighted to be joined on the Goodyear Hotline by big bro, Jay Williams, NCAA champion, also NBA analyst here on ESPN, who will not only take us inside the Brooklyn Nets locker room, but also, as Junior alluded to not too long ago, into the boardroom. Jay, yo, big bro, I heard you tease earlier. We got to hear it in a commercial break. And before we get to the boardroom here, as a fan of Brooklyn, Jay Williams, it's really amazing because you're a season ticket holder and you're where the money resides, because I've seen your Corsi season tickets. How do you feel in this moment for Brooklyn? I know there's a lot of issues still to be handled, but how do you feel that this deal sort of is hitting the Brooklyn Nets?
On it for me, but you guys rock out. I can tell you, Shanae, this has been a great return on investment for courtside seats. I will say that to kick things off. You know what I mean, Junior? You know what I'm talking about? It's okay. But look, who in the world knows where Kyrie Irving is? But I really do feel this way. This is the most prolific trio the NBA has ever seen as it relates to scoring. And you can compare this to Steph and Klay and KD. But I would say that if Kyrie is there and if he's present, this trio has a chance to be exponentially better just because of what they can do. And I will tell you this, if you move Kyrie off the ball, you allow him to attack all the time. You put James Harden on the ball, and then you allow KD to also roam the court. Will there be defensive liabilities? Yes, to a degree. Do you need to find a big man? Is DeAndre Jordan it? No, I don't think he's it all the way. There are still some pieces that need to be filled, but still having this trio, who's going to stop this trio? I know Philly's playing well. I know Joel Embiid is having an MVP caliber year, close to 50, 40, 90. I know Boston's there. I know Milwaukee's there with Giannis, but with this trio, if Mike D'Antoni and Steve Nash, this is the redemption show for Mike D'Antoni. If Steve Nash, if they can create the right kind of continuity system between what he had in Houston and what they have at Golden State, I really don't see anybody stopping this team.
Janae Golic Jr. talking to Jay Williams, co-host of Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin that you can hear in the mornings here on ESPN Radio. So you'd say that even going up against a team like the Lakers right now, that this would be your finals favorite, your pick to win it all if this Brooklyn Nets roster is intact?
I think the Lakers are loaded. I still think, look, the Brooklyn Nets still need to find a big to – nobody's going to stop AD, right? But you need bodies. And I think DeAndre Jordan is better suited coming off the bench. I never see him as a starter. I think losing Jared Allen really hurts him. You need to find a big out there that can bang bodies against Anthony Davis. It could be somewhat agile and guard him in PNR situations. But still, I mean, this is what the NBA has been asking for. I mean, how long have we talked about it? Like, we've been asking for a team in New York to become the team, right? Now, unfortunately, the Knicks have kind of calmed down, but it's the Brooklyn Nets. Now you have L.A., you have New York City in the NBA Finals. I mean, what else can the NBA ask for?
Precisely. Jay Williams telling us exactly how he really feels, and I love it. Now, you know, Jay, we are all athletes here on Janae Angola Jr., yourself included, and it's really fascinating because a lot of people sort of focus on the methods and the mechanisms in which James Harden asked to get traded, whether it was, you know, videos on social media or showing up later to training camp or even how he showed up. And people talk a lot about his, you know, conditioning and all that type of stuff. How do you sort of take us into the locker room in the sense that how that still can work in Brooklyn?
So Let's dig deep, Sinead, on this one, right?
Yes.
So, like, KD has this personality where, and I've been trying to tell people this all year, and I can't use the word, but blanket, it's us against the world. That's honestly how they feel all the time, right? So even when confronted about issues with Kyrie, they're going to kill Kyrie anyway. Like, that's how they feel, right? So I don't know what the reasoning is. I think only a couple of people internally with the Nets organization knows the real reason behind Kyrie. But James and KD rock back to their OKC time, right? Like, they've always been trying to find a way if it worked out, especially this summer. Like, they were destroying people. They were all on the same team in L.A. Now, you're in L.A. Yep. I know you heard the rumblings of what was going on out there.
I did.
Like,
I did.
It got preconceived right then and there. Like, yo, we're going to try to find a way to get there. So I will say this. A lot of people, I didn't like the way James Harden went about getting himself out of Houston. I'm not comparing it, but I also didn't like the way AD went about getting himself out of, you know, his situation in New Orleans. AD won a chip. Guess what? AD is a world champion now. I don't hear people talking about the way AD got himself out of New Orleans. Now, I'm sure that James Harden, this will always follow him, but they're always been on the same page. And if there's something to bring this team together, I think if there's anything that got the attention of Kyrie from whatever he's dealing with right now, if it's with what happened at US Capitol, if it's with him trying to stand up and do other things within the community, this blockbuster trade has to get his attention to say, it's time.
And people also, Jay Williams here with us on Chanae and Gold Jr., people also talked about how KD left OKC. You write about that,
there you go.
Jay. And, you know, finally, I've always been asking, you know, we talked about Brooklyn. What do you take on Houston getting all those picks and trying to rebuild?
Look, I think Houston was in a really weird situation. And I was curious, you know, because I was like, if you do anything, you try to get Ben Simmons, right? I think Ben Simmons. But look, Houston being able to get Victor Oladipo down the line from Indiana, I think that's a good fit. I like actually John Wall and Victor Oladipo together. I like Boogie Cousins. I like what they're trying to do. And I think coming down to the wire, I think that's going to work out for Houston. Unfortunately, you lose a guy like James Harden, which is one of the most prolific scorers we've ever seen. But I think it gives a fresh start for a new coach that deserves that. Sinead, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
He didn't deserve to go through what had happened with James and the way James got himself out of Houston. And now you have people that actually, like Boogie Cousins said, man, now you got people that actually want to be there. That's a different way to coach those players than before.
There is no substitute for having people that are bought in to where you are right now. You're going to hear more of this great breakdown tomorrow morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin from our guy, Jay Williams. We appreciate the time, brother. We'll talk
to you
soon, all right?
Keep rocking out, y'all. I'll see you guys in Brooklyn.
Well, he'll be looking back at us from the courtside seats.
Yep.
I'll be sitting somewhere else. I'm sure
you'll
might
be sitting
down
next
on the
to
court
me.
At that point.
We roll as a unit. You'll sit next to me.
Janae, it is interesting what he brought up there with Anthony Davis, because I think the situations aren't perfectly comparable. None of these ever are the same in these spots, but I think you generally tend to have situations like Anthony Davis, situations like LeBron James, the first round, his first go-around with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Even what we were looking at with Giannis, where you look at these stars who have done everything right and you say, has the team done enough around them to justify them staying longer in that spot? With Houston, it's a little more complicated, but this tends to be an ends justifies the means kind of wager that these guys make, where if it ends in the championship, it don't matter how I got here, because that's the only thing people are going to keep track of when it's all said and done.
Yeah, the thing is, and I brought up KD for a reason, a lot of people talked about how he left OKC, but who did he team up with? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, some of the most focused guys in the league. Now, you see Brooklyn's situation, that's a different case, but hey, maybe they're going to get to, like you said, you know, when you have that chip on the shoulder, it's collective, and maybe they can put the pieces together.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. James Harden, now a member of the Brooklyn Nets. Who's the team that should be most nervous now that this has come up? It's not the Lakers. We'll tell you who it is next. It's Chanae Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chanae Ngola Jr., the podcast.
Coming in with the song lyrics in honor of Cliff, and I'm just saying, do you remember the time? Because we've got Boston, Miami, Golden State, And maybe now Brooklyn, we have a new big three, baby. Chinee and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chinee Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down as the breaking news comes through today that James Harden is now a Brooklyn Net, and so many other pieces are flying around elsewhere. Now, before we get to the big question here, Junior, I want everyone to get their takes because we've had callers, and now I want to go to the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, and we're going to ask you guys, what do you make of this James Harden trade? What his legacy in Houston can be. And most importantly, now are the Brooklyn Nets the favorite overall as currently constructed with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden? Now, I know there's a lot of things they still have to sort out, but give us any of your thoughts at Chinee, C-H-I-N-E-Y, at Mike Golic Jr. Again, this is Chinee and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Now, what have you seen on your Twitter, Mike Golic Jr.?
Well, I saw on my Twitter, Chinee, a reminder of what kind of firepower this Brooklyn team is working with. ESPN Stats and Info tweeted out that Harden, Irving, and Durant all ranked top 10 in points per direct isolation over the last five seasons per second spectrum. And they also ranked top 20 in the league over that span in ISOs per 100 possessions. So basically, you have got three very ball-dominant, very ISO-dominant players in this. And I know, Chinee, you've brought up the style for this. Right now, the Nets have been playing wide open. You said the ball's been moving around here plenty. This, I think, is the chief worry when we talk about the ceiling for this team. Can they be the favorite for the NBA Finals? Now, the ceiling kind of depends on how well this can gel and how soon. And so this can bail you out. I think having ball-dominant guys, guys that can cook in ISO, gives you a really high floor. But I think ultimately your ceiling is going to be dependent on how well these parts can mesh together in the key situations, because we always see these big threes tend to struggle with who's going to get the rock down the stretch.
And TV fam, throw that graphic back up because it's really amazing. And I'm saying it very politely when it comes to points per direct isolation, because that is my bag. And if you're watching with us on ESPN Plus, James Harden 1.13, first in the NBA in points per direct isolation. Kyrie Irving fourth, as you said, Junior, and Kevin Durant ninth. Like top 10, meaning literally hand them the rock and they give you a bucket. But at the same time, how will you manage that? That's going to be really interesting because, Junior, the big question here is now are the Brooklyn Nets, if they can sort of get that ball moving, because that is exactly what Steve Nash wants to do. It only took me one game. I watched the first game that the Brooklyn Nets played and I was like, oh, I get it now. Kyrie Irving out there sharing the rock, you know, going downhill, understanding when to attack one of the best finishers in the paint. Kevin Durant being Kevin Durant. And people forget, like, this is a man that once he gets his, like, coming off of an injury, and I had the same injury, Achilles injury, it took me 2 years to feel like myself again, and he's approaching that point. And so he's still figuring it out. And while he does, he's still probably one of the, if not the best buckets in the league, in the association. And then now James Harden, clearly a lot of people have a lot to say on how he sort of managed the last offseason into this season. But regardless, he will go out there and get you a bucket. So it's going to be fascinating if all those pieces come together, Junior. Are the Brooklyn Nets the favorite overall? Because I'm sitting currently in Los Angeles, and I feel like it's still over here where we haven't even talked about this. LeBron James playing against Houston, yeah. And then we saw the shot where he turned around and Dennis Schroeder made a bet like, oh, bet you won't, it won't go in. And then he's like, oh, I raise you one, hit the shot, turn around, which was, by the way, like, isn't that one of those athlete moments where you're like, I wish I could do that. I was on the bench. It was so cool. But I still feel like, me personally, that the Lakers are the best team because they don't have those problems and they still have two of the top players in the NBA.
Yeah, Chinee, the Lakers are still my pick at this point because what you just mentioned there's continuity and cohesiveness so much that you're right. We came in today and we're not talking about COVID protocol anymore for the NBA right now. We're not talking about the shot that I saw all over SportsCenter of LeBron winning a bet mid three-pointer in the middle of an actual NBA game. All that stuff has faded, decided because of the name power in all of this. But I still, again, and this is the curious thing for me, it's not about the production for James Harden. I trust what I'm going to get out of the Lakers because I've seen them do it at a high level already, and I trust their process. What players talk about when they play with LeBron James is an overwhelming standard in that building for what you've got to go out there and accomplish, so much so that a lot of guys get anxiety dealing with the constant pressure of that situation. That's not what we heard about James Harden in Houston. That's not what the reports were by Tim McMahon and others about what went on behind the scenes there. It sounded to me, and I made the comparison to Parks and Rec. I mean, anyone who's a fan of that show, Andy Dwyer and Ann Perkins start off that show dating, and Andy's kind of the bumbling idiot that can't get his stuff together, but he's likable, he's endearable, he shows up and he's funny. And then he gets into another relationship later on with April, and all of a sudden he gets his bleep together a little bit, and there's got to be part of that former part of the relationship that looks and said, why couldn't you do that for me? That's going to be the question, is James Harden going to go and act different in those ways, in the ways that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving both know, having been a part of championship teams, elevates you to that next level right now. That seems to be what we look at and say, all right, the process can be the difference sometime, your attention to detail between great team that takes the Warriors to seven and championship team that Kyrie and KD have both been on. So can they get a different version of James Harden in the ways we don't see, I think is going to be the biggest factor.
And you keep using this word, Junior, process. And it's funny because Philly is out here probably feeling some type of way. You don't give up Joel Embiid, who's having, and we just said in a break, pretty much a 50-40-90. And mind you, I remind you, this man is a center, like a true center, having a great start to the season. You don't give up Ben Simmons, who, despite, you know, what people consider offensive deficiencies, has been one of the best defensive players and also one of those guys in transition will find every advantage. So now you have a situation where no longer is there a process there. There's a process in Houston. But overall, when we think about the West, Junior, it's funny because the Lakers probably are sitting pretty, and so is everyone else in the West, because they're like, we'll deal with whoever comes out of the East when we get to the NBA Finals. Who has the most pressure? And it's really funny because, Junior, it's not the Nets. It's probably another team in the East, clearly. And I don't think it's Philly itself, because they're finally figuring themselves out.
No, and no offense to, you know, the stars you mentioned on Philadelphia, but we don't expect nearly as much of them right now. Not as much as we expect from the two-time reigning MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo at this point. Like, he just signed that Supermax extension with the Milwaukee Bucks and then had this happen about, what, a month later at this point? And I'm sure deep down in places he won't talk about at parties, there's part of him that's looking at this going, well, damn, like, this was supposed to be our championship window. I was sticking around here to help build something, and Brooklyn went and basically erected the monument overnight at the Barclays Center that now everyone else has to compete with. So I think while the Lakers are still my championship favorite, I think Brooklyn's the overwhelming favorite in the East, and that's got to sting a lot for a Milwaukee team that thought, all right, now that we quieted all the noise, we might actually get to run through this division or this conference.
Now, in fairness, though, and I like how you said division, because I'm still excited about the NFL. We haven't got to talk about what we wanted to talk about there, too. But in fairness, what they're probably betting on is the stability of their big three, being guys that will show up, work hard, play on both ends, has tremendous talent and tremendous length. Now, you look at Philly, like you said, there's no expectations there. Brooklyn still needs to find a way to get all those pieces to work together. You never know. The Milwaukee Bucks might be sitting pretty, too, saying, hey, we have less problems, and that allows us to perform better.
That's an interesting way to look at this, Chiney. Why don't we stick with that coming up next? Because stability is something that matters. And someone who was on with us earlier said one of James Harden's best traits is he's available. He's out there. He's durable when he gets out into the court. One member of that big three is still away from the team in the Brooklyn Nets right now. Coming up next, was the James Harden acquisition a bit of insurance from Brooklyn against what might be coming? We'll get to that. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we've got the music going, rock and roll, because we've been rocking ever since this news came out with James Harden heading to the Brooklyn Nets. It's Chiney Ogolek Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chiney Ogumike and Mike Golic Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. Now, before we get to, like, the meat of the matter and the sights and sounds that we sort of have gone through over the last 2 hours since the news broke, Junior, can we finally put to rest the cliche? Because I know you're allergic to cliches.
Oh,
Houston,
boy.
We have a problem, because no longer do we have a problem, right?
We don't have a problem in Houston anymore. No, I think, Chiney, this is one where Brooklyn overwhelmingly wins this trade, because in their immediate future, they've got one of the best big threes, if not the best big three in the NBA. But the Rockets got themselves a nice haul of picks. They were able to finagle Victor Oladipo out of Indy and get him down there to go along with John Wall. And so, Chiney, what we heard from that locker room is we want folks that are bought in. And so right now, I think you have a chance at that group. What they could become, a group of guys that are, you know, a lot of guys recovering from injury, that remains to be seen. But you got, you know, future, you got picks and stuff like that. You feel good?
No, we played ourselves. We played ourselves here just because I'm thinking about those Houston Texans, and I feel like we have to warm that bad boy up when we talk about Houston, because there's still problems going on over there. But I digress, because we've had so many different voices with us today to break down the breaking news of James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. But we want you guys to hear again some of our best thoughts, because it's so nice. You might as well hear it twice. Alan Hahn of Barton Hahn joined us here on ESPN Radio on Chiney and Golic Jr., but you can check out their show 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. And that crew is all always so dialed in on everything New York City. And Allen, I mean, he just really delivered. He really joined us not too long ago, pretty much telling us that, you know, the Nets, they got James Harden because they're not so sure about what they've been seeing and experiencing with Kyrie Irving as of late.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see now who becomes the alpha. You know, that's the whole idea of sharing the basketball. You know, that's the challenge now for Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni, everybody on that coaching staff, is how does that work? Because you remember Russell Westbrook wanted to leave Houston, not because he didn't like James Harden, but because he didn't like sharing the basketball with somebody else that was also a ball-dominant player. Now you got three guys that are used to being ball-dominant. We'll see. But you know what? Maybe it'll be only two, because Kyrie Irving hasn't been around the team, and who knows when he's coming back. And I'll be honest with you, my theory is that the Nets weren't really excited about moving all of this to get a James Harden. They thought, we'd be all safe. We got two stars. We got a nice roster, a good bench. I think we're good. And then you see Kyrie, and we're like, I don't know if I can trust he's going to be around. We want to make sure Kevin's happy and has support. Let's go ahead and make this deal and be all in. Chips in the middle of the table.
That's Alan Hahn of ESPN Radio. Chene and Golic Jr. here, also holding it down. And now, it's funny, Jr., because we don't know when Kyrie Irving will be on the court, but we know that James Harden, you said it before, the best ability for a pro athlete is availability, no matter how he looks like, how he's performing.
I can say, he can get back to game shape at some point. And now here, we've all rolled into the regular season start a little bit not our best selves, and it's quarantine weight. So he's got some excuses in here built in addition to, I like the idea that he was actively thwarting and subverting the Houston Rockets by gaining weight. Like, I'm going to stick it to them by putting on an extra 5 or 10 right here. That'll show them.
That was his master plan, of course. But it's funny because we were also joined by Richard Jefferson, former Brooklyn Nets player, former NBA player and NBA champion, also an NBA analyst here on ESPN. And he talked about that, James Harden having to get into shape for this all to work out for Brooklyn.
A lot of things that have to do with, you know, being in a place that you want to be. And say what you want about James Harden and, you know, maybe whether he's in shape right now. He's been in a situation where he has not wanted to be in that organization for, you know, the past few months. And, you know, I think that a change of scenery is going to be great for him. But he still has to get himself into shape. He's got to get himself into prime physical condition, you know, because that's the only way that you'll be able to see what this team is really and truly capable of doing. But if anything, it's going to be some fun NBA, you know, excitement.
Jhené, I'd say this too. He's got to get himself in shape enough. Like, I don't think we've ever seen James Harden and thought this is the peak of athleticism here. Like, we're not going to confuse him with LeBron James spending close to $1 million a year keeping his body in shape with a guy whose jersey's being retired in very different rafters in the city of Houston right now on his way out. I mean, listen, I'm going where everyone else knows he's going right now.
Let me tell you, he'll be good at Brooklyn too. Yeah, his jersey at Raptors in Brooklyn too.
He's going to be very – listen, there are going to be some very happy dancers wherever he ends up in these situations. But, Chene, I'd say this. It's all going to be about this kind of idea of how Kyrie Irving fits into the picture with this right now, because we know he's taken some time away from the team, and the circumstances around that aren't very clear for everyone. So we're left to wonder. Talked about it being a mental health break right now. What that's connected to, we don't know. And so we all hope he comes back because, God, as fans of basketball, who doesn't want to see this group go out there and try and make it on the court? And as people who host a sports talk radio show, who doesn't want these three personalities in a locker room all getting to interact? But as Alan Hahn pointed out, Chene, if for whatever reason Kyrie decides, and it's very well within his rights and very reasonable, if he decides, hey, I need to take a step back for a little bit because of everything that's gone on, you've got two players in here that know each other's game going back to Oklahoma City that clearly wanted to be together starting this offseason and can go out there and fit together in a very similar way. Like, we thought the duo of Kyrie and KD already was enough to get them to the finals, so I don't think if you were to slot that one for one, it would change much differently in that.
I thought you were going to say that, oh, we've got a player that actually made a decision to opt out of a season here on our show. Chene and Golic Jr., that's me, raise his hand, front and center. But you're right. And I guess, you know, before we keep that same energy in our next segment, I guess my final thoughts are, I think on paper, this will work out. And sometimes you just have to find your tribe. Now, certain tribes look different in the sense that, all right, Brooklyn, maybe this is the all chip on their shoulder, trying to figure it out, highs and lows group. But if they are able to piece it together, yes, this is the most formidable team in the East. You've got Kyrie Irving, probably one of the best guards, not only from the perimeter and also on the the paint. You've got Kevin Durant, one of the best scorers in the history of the game. And you've got James Harden, literally, that can get a bucket whenever he wants. And now isn't dealing with heaps of double teams and triple teams and schemes trying to slow him down. The pressure in the postseason will be off because two of those guys that he's playing with already knows exactly what that's like. But it'd be nice to have both of them on the court with him, too. So I think Brooklyn, this is a good move in the sense that if you can get all the pieces together on paper, but it's going to be harder when the personalities actually, you know, sort of match up to the players as well.
It's the all bet on yourself team, Chiney. Kevin Durant did it famously in one. Kyrie Irving bet on himself going to the Boston Celtics, and it didn't work out for him here. James Harden hoping he can be a reason that it works for the Brooklyn Nets. Now, you mentioned the excitement, the energy, and all this, keeping that same energy coming up next. Coming up, the Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden Big Three made someone say this.
Wow. I mean, wow. The Nets have acquired James Harden.
We'll tell you who that was and give you a full experience of just how jacked up anyone who's got courtside seats for the Brooklyn Nets should be going into this season. We'll do that next. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Go?
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
A group Word Up magazine, salt and pepper. Limousine. Hey, I think I got some of those words. Wait. Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chiney Ogbuike and Mike Golic Jr. What are you going to say?
I just was a little uncertain at how you were approaching that,
Chiney. It was all a dream. I grew up reading Word Up magazine. It was all a dream if you're the Houston Rockets team, because now you lost your star. Yeah, and that's mean. But it's all good. Yo, Cliff, calm down.
I want to let everyone right now listening to Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus that if you missed any of that right there, Chiney apparently attempting to freestyle at the start of this segment, download the podcast. Make sure you go and check that one out because you don't want to miss that. I promise we will have that clip for posterity.
Oh, come on. At least I did a pretty good job on the freestyle, but first,
Chiney,
you know,
give me the first three lines of that song, please. Just please.
Hold on. It was all a dream. I grew up reading Word Up magazine, salt and pepper. Yo, we great. Yes, I'm starting
salt
it, but hey.
Salt and pepper and what?
Wait. Can I do my job? Can I get us paid really quick?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to get us paid. Y'all are wild. And I knew this is how we always end every show. But look, all right, guys, can we have some Sounders, Cliff? Because we made it. We did it.
Have any Sounders after that. No, you're not getting any Sounders for that.
Chiney, you have been canceled by the rest of the show here. So let everyone know who was on the show today, and then we got to talk with you about some stuff.
Oh, my God. Was Salt and Pepper not a part of that? I'm so confused. But anyways, we had our own practical mega cast when it came to the James Harden. Oh, God. Did I just mess up that bad? I see our producer Shannon on the Zoom and whatever. I told you guys I never know the lyrics, but I really dance either way. We had a mega cast and we had a great cast and crew that joined us today as James Harden and his news, and the control room was going crazy. And James Harden in his news now that he's headed to the Brooklyn Nets. We had Tim McMahon, ESPN NBA reporter, Alan Hahn of Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Richard Jefferson, NBA analyst and former Brooklyn Nets, joined us as well as Jay Williams, NBA analyst. And you guys can find him on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio. And I wanted to thank everyone here at ESPN Radio. And I was going to ask you, Junior, to call out everyone in the control room, especially our producer, Shannon Penn, who has been working overtime through the show, because this was a big one. And it's been really fun to break down the James Harden trade. So shout out to everyone in the crew in the control room. Junior, I can't see everybody, so you can say that.
Wow!
I am amazed by what we just saw happen here right now, because Chiney, I know you want to shout out Cliff and Billy for the job that they have done today, doing such a great job on the show, our entire TV crew, but we're going to have to address at some point here what just happened to start this segment off. But we've got a big day, a lot of news. James Harden on the move back to Brooklyn. That is lit. That has gotten everybody, our own Jay Williams included.
Wow!
Incredibly excited for what's going on. And so why don't we reward that, the big trade that rocked the NBA today, and keep that same energy? We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chiney and Golic Jr.
It was all a dream. I grew up reading Word Up magazine, salt and pepper.
Why do you keep doing...
A heavy D or something like that. Up in the limousine, hanging Chiney, pictures on my wall.
We're going to get to this at the end
of the segment.
I lost
my mind.
Right now, Chiney, as you try and slowly dig yourself out of the hole you put yourself in this situation right now. For anyone that missed it, keeping that same energy, James Harden, blockbuster trade to the Brooklyn Nets today, courtesy of the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets get Victor Oladipo amongst another host of picks going towards the future. And Chiney, while we still think the Lakers are the ones that are going to win it all around here, Brooklyn very well set up to go out and, if nothing else, dominate headlines for the rest of the season with this big three.
Precisely. At the very least, we will be talking about Brooklyn as much as we're talking about probably like the Philadelphia Eagles. Take that, Cliff.
Wow. All right. Pain around here right now. Let's go to some joy right here and send some congratulations out, because our very own Molly McGrath, who does such a great job as a sideline reporter here at ESPN covering college football, tweeted out a picture. She had her baby today. You've seen Molly McGrath on sidelines during this fall getting ready, and she tweeted, "I've never known joy or love quite like this. Raymond Michael Dorsch, I think the fifth. Oh, that's what the V usually means on that one. Our little ray of sunshine arrived perfectly on his due date of January 12th, 2021, and even let mom watch the entire national championship game before going to the hospital. So congrats to Molly and her family on Raymond Michael being born into the world. We're super psyched for you, Molly, and glad everyone's doing well.
They named the middle name after you. How impressive.
Yeah, got a Michael in there. Never a bad idea there. Michael, you got a suffix involved in this. We're all doing really well right now, and we're glad that Molly and her family are doing really well. So congratulations there. Chiney, keeping that same energy, though, we got to look at Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Got a big game coming up this weekend against the Los Angeles Rams, but Aaron Rodgers is also making a return to Jeopardy. However, the Packers coach insists he's going to be the host instead of the contestant. On Tuesday, he revealed that he had been asked to be a guest host for an episode of Celebrity Jeopardy, he appeared on a Celebrity Edition back in 2015. So, Chiney, he's obviously got the divisional round this weekend, but stepping into a pretty big role on that one. Aaron Rodgers seems like the guy that's got that club in his bag, though.
You know what's nice when you like get to help people find ways? Oh, you just got to be a little bit snarky, right? Like, he's got a little bit of that snark that's sort of funny. So, yeah.
I think so. And Chiney, I think when we look, obviously, the recently departed Alex Trebek, who held that down for so many years. One of my favorite parts about him was he was willing to throw some barbs out there at the time and kind of have some fun with the contestants.
Aaron, I would have given him the perfect material based on my lyrics here.
That is true. I could say Aaron Rodgers would have been ready to roast you on that one. So it will be fun to watch on there. Chiney, another bit of congratulations, though, here. As we get ready to kick off the NHL season tonight, and I know Ryan Matlack, who's on TV for us right now, helping produce, very excited for this one. The Boston Bruins are doing something special tonight. They're going to retire Willie O'Ree's number 22 and raise it to the rafters this season, honoring him for being the NHL's first black player. The Bruins are going to celebrate him in a ceremony on the 18th before their game against the New Jersey Devils. He debuted for the Bruins 63 years ago and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame under the Builder category in 2018. A lot of people viewed that as long overdue, so certainly a big moment and a proud moment there.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And again, like when people say, oh, are you just going back to sports? Well, people are going to continue to find ways to amplify the things that matter and honor those who had challenges but also overcame them and keep that history moving forward. And I love to see it. And welcome back, NHL.
Absolutely. Like I say, glad to have the puck drop tonight. Keeping that same energy is brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? You need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit now. As we started this segment again, a day that's been pretty much devoted to the James Harden trade to the Brooklyn Nets, we've been bumming back in with a lot of Brooklyn rap and a lot of things that people would expect us to do in this spot. And it prompted our very own Chiney Agwumike to do the thing she usually does and try and sing her way through it. Here was Chiney trying to work through. I mean, I'm just going to let her sound speak.
Where's
for
my freestyle? Anymore. Word Up Magazine, Salt and Pepper. Limousine. Hey, Cliff, give me my freestyle.
Can we play that one
more
time again? This is Juicy by Biggie. The song everybody knows
it
the
was all
world
a dream.
That lights
I used
up
to
the
read
club.
Word Up Magazine, Salt and Pepper, Happy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. And I don't know the words, but I know it finished with Molly and Moe. Salt and Pepper, Limousine. Come on, hey, no one knows all the words, but they sort of mumble rap like Alan Hahn said.
I know
it,
the
so
whole
get
verse.
Molly
Stop
Ball.
It. I know the whole
go,
entire verse.
Go, Cliff.
You only got like 15 seconds, so I can't do it now.
You should play my freestyle because your girl was spitting.
You can't rap.
Play hers one more time for me.
Stop it. You thought you were doing something. Hey, shout out to our crew, everyone limousine. That held it down. Hey, Fade Fits next.
Word Up Magazine.
Wow.
Salt and Pepper Limousine. Hey,
Thanks for listening to Chiney and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.